What kind of what?
Seafood you commonly eat.
Seafood, they don't have that, yeah. Now, I seen that boy Larry brought some fish from New Orleans that he went and fish out in the Gulf. What do you call that? He called that a flounder or something.
Flounder, yeah.
Something like that, and he nothing, brought one with one eye. I don't know what he called that.
Well, they got both eyes on the side of the head. Now, what'd you get when you're down in New Orleans?
New Orleans?
Yeah.
Oh, me, I didn't pull no fish. I didn't eat them.
Well, seafood. Any other kind of
food? No, I ain't never seen them.
You get the kind that's in shells? What are they called?
Well, I really don't know, because I never mess with me. I didn't eat no fish. There's one fish I eat. That's godfish. For the rest of them, you can't get them to me.
Yeah.
Now, a long time ago, I used to eat fish. I'll tell you what happened to me. One of them David Bone went up in here, and I had to help to get it out. Besides that, I don't fool them kind of fish. Godfish, all right, but such as a cat, a perch, or a striped bob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't give me that.
Yeah, but what about the things they eat in the half shell down there, on the half
That's
shell?
That's oyster. Yeah. What you mean, what's in a shell?
Yeah.
And you got to open them with a...
Those things are called what?
Oyster. A beaver's oyster you're talking about. Now they got some crab. They walk, look like to me they walk sideways.
Yeah.
They don't go this way, they go straight up, and if you get at them, they raise both of their hands up, that's a crab.
One of those things that grow here in the marsh. They walk backwards, you know, and you boil them.
A crawfish?
Yeah. Okay. And now, what else might you find around the lake at night?
Around the lake?
Yeah. What about things that go rooty, rooty?
That's a bullfrog. That's worth money, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, indeed.
What about the other ones? Any other kind of frogs?
Well, they got them toad frogs, but you don't fool them, see? Them toad frogs, they swallow coal of fire. You ever seen that?
The what?
Swallow a coal of fire. I did it myself. I heard it. I said, I'm going to try you tonight in the spring of the year. Have fine if I have at Mr. Gilead, that sucker come out that. Jip, jip. I went and got a coal of fire, threw him from that. I said, well. And then I asked Mr. Gilead or something. I said, that tough frog swallow a coal of fire. He said, you know what? Took it for one of them lightning bolts. But he swallowed it. In fact, I caught one of them. I wasn't intending to catch him. Me, I was on my arm pole, you know, put my hand right on one back. So all I did, I just squeezed him and killed him. Look, how they could, I'm scared of them, you know, because they got them paws with that little old claws in there. I said, my God, and I seen the woman had the tooth there. We was living on this side, they were living on the other side. It's some old, you know how them old people used to do it. That old superstition, go get this and put on your jaw, go get this and put on your jaw. And that woman was suffering to beat the devil. Wasn't no dentist then. You go to a doctor, you cut all around you, then put it sometime, you holler like here. Her uncle went upon a toad frog. And this man took that toad frog and took the, I believe he got four legs, yeah, tied the four leg behind his back. And put that toad frog's belly right there. I look at that. I said, Miss Mary, Miss something. I said, what you doing? He said, I'm trying to see if I can do something with that teeth. I said, with that toad frog on your jaw? He ain't done nothing. Yummy. I said, Lord, I never heard that. And you know what I seen again? I don't know if that thing catching this, but I will tell you what they done. My auntie and some of the people living right now, my auntie had a tumor, must have been a tumor.
Yeah.
They went and they got an old midwife.